سورة النمل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طاسين. تلك آيات القرآن وكتاب مبين. طاسين. These are the verses of the Quran and it is a book that makes things clear. A guide and glad tidings for the believers. Huda. If we needed to go somewhere and we asked someone for a map and they gave us a map and we framed it and we put it up in our room and we never looked at it, or maybe we memorized the directions without following them, what would we say? What good did this map do you? The map's not come so you memorize it or you frame it in your drawing room. The map has come that you follow it. Huda, it's a book of guidance. It's a code book on how to lead life. It's a guidebook, it's a map towards Jannah. And right now the choice is ours. And it contains good news for the believers. People say, oh, the Quran is so scary. Allah says, if you don't have Iman, that's when you find the Quran scary. Otherwise, it contains good news. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ Those who establish Salah and give Zakah. And they believe with certainty in the hereafter. Now, not just they believe in the hereafter, they have yaqeen. Because only someone who has yaqeen that one day he will be asked about how he spent his time, how he spent his wealth, how he spent his youth, how he spent his life, only such a person will prepare for that day. Indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made their deeds fair-seeming to them so that they wander about blindly. In other words, people who are not interested in thinking about death, people who are not interested in thinking about the day of judgment, living a life of fantasy, living in a dream world of their own, they wander about blindly. They are those for whom there will be an evil torment. And in the hereafter, they will be the greatest losers. And indeed, you are being taught the Quran from one, all-wise, all-knowing. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا Remember, when Musa said to his household, indeed, I have seen a fire. I will bring you from there some information. Oh, I will bring you a burning brand so that you may warm yourselves. But when he came to it, he was called, Blessed is whosoever is in the fire, and whosoever is round about it, and glorified be Allah, the Lord of the worlds. O Musa, indeed it is I, Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise, and throw down your stick. But when he saw it moving as if it were a snake, he turned in flight and did not look back. O Musa, do not be afraid. Indeed, messengers are not afraid in front of me, except him who has done wrong. And then afterwards has changed evil for good, then surely I am all forgiving, most merciful. And put your hand into your bosom, it will come forth white without hurt. Among the 9 signs you will take to Fir'aun and his people, indeed there are people who are disobedient to Allah. But when our signs came to them clear to see, they said this is a clear magic. And they denied them wrongfully and arrogantly, although their own selves were convinced thereof. So see what was the end of the evildoers. And indeed we gave knowledge to Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. And they both said, Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, who has preferred us above many of his believing slaves. See, this is the vision of a mu'min, that if he is in a state of blessings, he does shukr. And if he is in a state of trials, he does sabr. And Sulaiman inherited Dawood. He said, O mankind, we have been taught the language of birds, and on us have been bestowed all things. Indeed, this is an evident grace from Allah. Now we'll find in the following verses that Sulaiman alayhi salam speaks about the amazing advancements and the amazing miracles that they have been given, and modern man with all his advancements has not yet been able to directly understand the language of birds. This is indeed a grace from Allah. They don't start strutting about priding themselves on their knowledge. They say it's from Allah. And there were gathered before Sulaiman his hosts of jinn and men and birds, and they were all set in battle order. Now he has armies of jinn, men and birds. And they were all set in battle order, total discipline. Till when they came to the valley of the ants, one of the ants said, O ants, enter your dwellings, lest Sulaiman and his host should crush you while they perceive not. So Sulaiman smiled, amused at his speech and said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ It's a beautiful dua. Sulaiman smiled and said, O my Lord, grant me the ability that I may be grateful, that I may thank you for your favors, which you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do good deeds that will please you and admit me by your mercy amongst your righteous slaves. It's a dua that teaches us protection from arrogance. Look at Sulaiman alayhi salam. He hears that Anne's statement and he doesn't become arrogant. He prays to Allah that, Allah, may I always do shukr to you. Never let me become arrogant. Never let me become deluded by my power into thinking that I can oppress others, even if it's someone as insignificant as an ant. He inspected the birds and said, what is the matter that I do not see the hudhud? Or is he among the absentees? I will surely punish him with a severe torment or slaughter him unless he brings me a clear reason. Now he sees this army of birds and one tiny bird's not there and he notices. But the hudhud did not stay long. He came up and said, I have grasped the knowledge of a thing which you have not grasped, and I have come to you from Saba with true news. I found a woman ruling over them. She has been given all things that could be possessed by any ruler of the earth, and she has a great throne. I found her and her people worshipping the sun instead of Allah. And Shaitan has made their deeds beautiful to them and has barred them from Allah's way, so they have no guidance. So they do not worship Allah, who brings to light what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the Lord of the Supreme Throne. Now we find that Sulaiman alayhi salam is being given information, is being taught lessons, first from an ant and then from this small hudhud. What is the lesson? That despite all his magnificent power and glory, he did not let it blind him. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, gist of which was, wisdom is the lost property of the mu'min. He takes it from wherever he finds it. He didn't say, well, you know, that ant said something and I'm not going to listen to this ant, or I'm going to punish this ant for assuming something like that about me. Or he doesn't say, no, you have no right to say that you know something that I don't know. This is the glory of a mu'min. Sulaiman said, we shall see whether you speak the truth or you are one of the liars. Go with this letter of mine and deliver it to them. Then draw back from them and see what answer they return. She said, now this queen is given the letter. O chiefs, indeed, here is delivered to me a noble letter. Innahu min Sulaiman, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Indeed, it is from Sulaiman, and indeed it reads, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. This is a mu'min. Remember Zulqarnain? He builds this amazing wall and he says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعْلَهُ دَكَّى. That when the promise of my Lord comes, even this wall will be crumbled to pieces. So the letter is from Sulaiman and it reads, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Do not be exalted against me, but come to me as Muslims. She said, O chiefs, advise me in this case of mine. I decide no case till you are present with me. They said, we have great strength and ability for war, but it is for you to command, so think over what you will command. She said, indeed, kings, when they come to a town, did spoil it, and make the most honorable amongst its people the lowest, and thus they do. But indeed, I am going to send him a present, and see with what answer the messengers return. So she says, let me test the waters. So when the messengers with the gift came to Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said, will you help me in wealth? What Allah has given me is better than that which He has given you. No, but you rejoice in your gift. Then Sulaiman said, go back to them. We shall indeed come to them with hosts that they cannot resist, and we shall drive them out from there in disgrace, and they will be abased. He said, O chiefs, which of you can bring me her throne before they come to me surrendering themselves in obedience? He wants to show her the power of Iman. A strong one from the jinn said, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. And indeed, I am strong and trustworthy for such work. One with whom was knowledge of the book. Now we don't know whether this is a man or a jinn or what, but Allah simply says, one with whom was knowledge of the book said, I will bring it to you within the twinkling of an eye. Then when Sulaiman saw it placed before him. Now again, despite all our technology, we have not been able to harness such resources to bring something from one place to another within the twinkling of an eye and such a vast distance. Then when Sulaiman saw it placed before him, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرْ أَمْ أَكْفُرْ. He said, this is by the grace of my Lord, Rabbi. Not even Allah, Rabbi, the one who created me, the one who's nourishing me, the one who's nurturing, sustaining me, to test me. He didn't say, well, this means that Allah really loves me. No, it's a test. This is the vision of the mu'min. Whether I am grateful or ungrateful, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is grateful, truly he is grateful for his own self. Not that Allah needs our ibadah. We read one Quran and we think we've done Allah great favor. No, whoever is grateful, he is grateful for his own self. He is the one who's going to benefit. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, certainly my Lord is rich, bountiful. He doesn't need us or our ibadah. He said, disguise her throne for her, that we may see whether she will be guided to recognize her throne, or she will be one of those not guided. So when she came, it was said to her, is your throne like this? She said, it is as though it was the very same. Knowledge was bestowed on us before her, and we were submitted to Allah. And that which she used to worship besides Allah has prevented her. إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِنْ قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. For indeed she was of a disbelieving people. It was said to her, enter the hall made of smooth glass. But when she saw it, she thought it was a pool. And she tucked up her clothes, uncovering her legs. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, indeed it is a hall made of smooth glass. She said, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi wa aslamtu ma'a Sulaiman lillahi rabbil alameen. She said, O my Lord, I have wronged myself and I submit to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. She starts believing in Allah. Now look at Sulaiman alayhi salam's vision. He doesn't want her to bow down before him or to acknowledge his glory and his power. Or, you know, that she should say, oh my goodness, what an amazing king. She says, Alhamdulillah, all glory, all power, all majesty belongs to Allah. This was the mission of the prophets. Some achieved this mission in poverty. Some achieved it in splendor and grandeur. Sulaiman alayhi salam has done exactly what all the other prophets said. That I do not ask of you any reward. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Fear Allah and follow me. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And indeed we sent to Thamud their brother Salih, أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Saying, worship Allah, obey Allah. Then look, they became two parties quarreling with each other. And he said, O my people, why do you seek to hasten the evil before the good? Why do you not seek the forgiveness of Allah? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That you may receive mercy. People say, why doesn't Allah show me any mercy? Maybe because we're not seeking His forgiveness. They said, we see you as being ill-omened and those with you. He said, your ill-omen is with Allah. Nay, but you are a people that are being tested. And there were in the city 9 men who made mischief in the land. وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. And they would not reform. They said, swear one to another by Allah that we shall make a secret night attack on him and his household. And thereafter we will surely say to his near relatives, we did not witness the destruction of his household. And indeed we are telling the truth. Now this is very interesting because this was a similar conspiracy theory hatched against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what they decided was the people of Quraysh said, well, we'll select a man from every tribe and we'll all kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Zubillah, you know, how can Quraysh take revenge? Or how can the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tribe take revenge on all the tribes? So this was a similar plot was planned against this Prophet as well. So they plotted a plot and we planned a plan. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. While they did not realize, then see, how was the end of their plot? Who succeeded in the end? Indeed, we destroyed them and their nation altogether. فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةٌ. These are their houses in utter ruin, for they did wrong. Indeed, and this is a sign, لَقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. For people who have knowledge, for people who study the historical science of the universe. And we saved those who believed and used to fear Allah. And remember Lut, when he said to his people, do you commit indecency while you see? Do you practice your lusts on men instead of women? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. You are a people who are ignorant. And nowadays in the name of sophistication and in the name of freedom of human rights, people say, oh, live and let live. Let them do what they wish to do. And he is saying, you are a people who are ignorant. This is jahala. There was no other answer given by his people except that they said, drive out the family of Lut from your city. Indeed, these are men who want to be clean and pure. In other words, just drive these do-gooders out of here. So we saved him and his family, except his wife. We destined her to be of those who remained behind. And we rained down on them a rain of stones. So evil was the rain of those who were warned. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Amma yushrikun. Say, all praises are for Allah. And peace be on his slaves whom he has chosen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need a ibadah. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You're all the beggars before Allah. And Allah says peace be on his slaves. Look at these messengers. We find, with the exception of a few, all are being taunted by their people, reviled, despised, and the people are scoffing at them, mocking at them. What is the end result? Peace be on his slaves. Is Allah better? Or all that you ascribe as partners to him? Now let's just analyze in our own heart of hearts that if I am disobeying Allah, who is it that's keeping me from disobeying Allah? Is it my friends? Is it my spouse, my children, my parents, my society? Or is it my own nafs? And after thinking about it, after analyzing this, then I need to ask myself, is Allah better or are these false gods that we have created better? These gods of society and friends and what will people say, and it's so difficult to obey Allah and we'll become losers and outcasts. Allahu khair? Is Allah better? Or are those that you worship, those that you follow, those that you fear besides Allah better? Amman khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard? Is not Allah better than your God? Who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water from the sky, whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees. A ilahumma Allah? Is there any God with Allah? No, but there are people who ascribe equals to him. Is he not better than your gods, who has made the earth a fixed abode, and has placed rivers in its midst, and has placed firm mountains therein, and has set a barrier between the two seas? A ilahumma Allah? Is there any God with Allah? Bal aktharuhum la ya'lamun. Most of them don't know, they don't have knowledge. Is not he better than your gods, who responds to the distressed one when he calls on him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth, generations after generations? A ilahumma Allah? Is there any God with Allah? Qaleelam ma tadhakkaroon. Little is it that you take heed. Is not he better than your gods, who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as heralds of good tidings, going before his mercy? A ilahumma Allah? Is there any God with Allah? Ta'alallahu amma yushrikoon. Exalted is Allah above all that they associate as partners to him. Is not he better than your gods, who originates creation and shall thereafter repeat it, and who provides for you from heaven and earth? A ilahumma Allah? Is there any God with Allah? Tell them, bring your proofs if you are truthful. Tell them, none in the heavens and the earth knows the unseen except Allah. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. They don't even know when they will be resurrected. No, they have no knowledge of the hereafter. They are in doubt about it. Nay, they are in complete blindness about it. People who don't want to think about death, and they don't want to think about the hereafter because it scares them. Allah says, well, is that how they'll spend the rest of their life? In darknesses? In just ignorance, doing what they wish to do, like an ostrich burying its head in the sand? So people who don't want to think about death and who don't want to prepare for death, they're just being like that ostrich. And those who disbelieve say, when we have become dust, we and our fathers, shall we really be brought forth again? Indeed, we were promised this, we and our forefathers before us. Indeed, these are nothing but tales of the ancient people. Yes, yes, we've all heard about the graves as us. No one's ever come back to say it. We don't have any proof that there's anything is going to happen. Tell them, siru fil ard, travel in the land. See what was the outcome of the criminals. And do not grieve over them, nor do be in distress because of what they plot. And they say, when will this promise be fulfilled if you are truthful? Tell them, perhaps that which you wish to hasten on may be close behind you. And when does our day of judgment start? When we enter the grave. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَيَشْكُرُونَ. Indeed, your Lord is full of grace for mankind. إِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to start counting the blessings of Allah, you could never count them. Yet most of them do not give thanks. What is thanking Allah? Just to say subhanallah? No, to use these blessings in accordance with Allah's will. And indeed your Lord knows what their breasts conceal and what they reveal. And there is nothing hidden in the heavens and the earth, but it is in a clear book. Indeed, this Quran narrates to the children of Israel most of that in which they differ. وَإِنَّهُ لَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And indeed it is a guide and a mercy for the believers. Indeed, your Lord will decide between them by His judgment, and He is the Almighty, the All-Knowing. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ So put your trust in Allah. Surely you are on manifest truth. Indeed, you cannot make the dead to hear. These are the spiritually dead. Nor can you make the deaf to hear the call when they flee, turning their backs. Nor can you lead the blind out of their error. You can only make those hear who believe in our signs and those who have submitted. And when the word of torment is fulfilled against them, we shall bring out from the earth a beast for them to speak to them because mankind did not believe with certainty in our verses. What beast is this? We find that this is one of the signs of the ends of time. The Prophet ﷺ said, The first of the signs of the hour to appear will be the rising of the sun from the west and the appearance of the beast before the people in the forenoon. Whichever of these two events happens first, the other will follow immediately. Who is this beast? Ibn Kathir states in his book as follows, Among the signs of the hour will be the emergence of a beast from the earth. It will be very strange in appearance and extremely huge. One cannot even imagine what it will look like. It will emerge from the earth and shake the dust from its head. It will have with it the ring of Sulaiman and the rod of Musa. People will be terrified of it and will try to run away, but they will not be able to escape because such will be the decree of Allah. In other words, when we start neglecting this task of conveying Islam to mankind, then Allah will entrust this responsibility to the animals and to this beast. Allah says, Remember the day when we shall gather from every nation a troop of those who denied our signs, and they shall all be set in array. Now imagine ourselves standing before Allah on that day. Till when they come, قَالَ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي وَلَمْ تُحِيطُوا بِهَا عِلْمًا أَمَّاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah will say, Did you deny my signs, although you had not knowledge of them? People speak of the Quran without even having read the Quran. Or they read the Quran's translation and they think that's made them into a scholar and a world authority on Islam. Allah will ask them, Did you deny my signs, although you had not encompassed them in knowledge? This is not true knowledge of the Quran. This is just a superficial reading of the Quran. True knowledge is when you contemplate the Quran, when you analyze the Quran, you study the works of the scholars, you dedicate your life to understanding the Quran. Allah will say, Did you deny my signs, although you had not encompassed them in knowledge? Or what was it that you used to do? And the word will be fulfilled against them because they have done wrong and they will be unable to speak. Do they not see that we have made the night for them to rest therein and the day sight-giving? Indeed, in this are signs for the people who believe. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ Remember the day on which the trumpet will be blown and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will be terrified. Except him whom Allah will. Who will be in a state of peace? Allah, inna awliya Allah, those who are the friends of Allah, who tried to please Allah above all, who tried to serve Allah, who feared Allah above all, who spent their nights in worship, saying, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ praying for salvation from the fire. Allah says, everyone else will be petrified except him whom Allah will. And all shall come to him humbled. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدًا وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ You will see the mountains and think them solid. Imagine the pictures we've seen of Mount Everest. But they shall pass away as the passing away of clouds. The work of Allah who perfected all things. Do we doubt that? Indeed, He is well acquainted with what you do. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا وَهُمْ مِّنْ فَزَعِ يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ Whoever brings a good deed will have better than its worth and they will be safe from the terror on that day. See, Allah answers the unspoken question, who will be safe from the terror of that day? Those whose good deeds are more than their bad deeds. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ And whoever brings an evil deed, they will be cast down on their faces in the fire. And it will be said to them, Are you being recompensed anything except what you used to do? Indeed, I have been commanded only to worship the Lord of this city, who has sanctified it, and to whom belongs everything, and I am commanded to be from amongst those who submit. وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ I have been commanded to recite the Qur'an. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ Whoever receives guidance, receives it for the good of his own self. وَمَنْ ضَلَّى And whoever goes astray, فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ Then say to him, I am only one of the warners. We cannot force this Qur'an down anyone. All we have to do is convey the message, and whoever wants to accept it does so for his own good. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ And say, all praises are for Allah. سَيُّرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا He will show you His signs. And we see so many signs around us. And Allah says, you shall recognize them. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And your Lord is not unaware of what you do. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ